Reviewing state-level farm economic conditions. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. USDA's most recent farm income forecast, released September 2nd, provided an update on 2020 farm income projections, as well as the first estimates of state-level farm financial conditions for 2019. Here to interpret the numbers, Farm Bureau spokesperson and newsman, Jake Putnam.
New report just in, USDA report, and they're reviewing state-level farm economic conditions, what's going on in each state. And actually, despite COVID and everything, we're doing quite well. We're up 2%, but that's well off what we probably should have been. We probably should have been up 13%, but we'll take the 2%. So we're doing pretty good in terms of that. Net farm income is pretty flat, meaning that our farmers are not really making that much money. So even though it's, according to the USDA, it's looking to be a pretty good farm year, we're going to be kind of flat, you know, with our producers. So we're a little bit concerned about that. But overall, at least the numbers are there, and we're doing a little bit better in these really rough times.
So at least we're not in a position where we have to sell a farm.
Exactly.
As an example, state-level net farm income was the highest in California at $11 billion, but that was down 27% compared to the 10-year average. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.